you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, boy. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Real Ass Podcast coming at you Wednesday morning. We ain't fucking around here at the Gas Digital Studios. International superstar Zach D'Amico to my left.
How you doing, my friend?
The ghost of my father to my right. You know that? But people don't know that. The ghost of my father joins us for every show.
That's very nice of him.
Yeah, he's a cunt of a ghost. He was a cunt of a human. He's also a pretty fucking brutal ghost.
So, does he whisper mean things in your ear?
He's like, you're a fucking piece of shit. You're never going to amount to anything, Gomez. Write jokes faster. He criticizes my comedy. I thought it was a voice in my own head, but it's actually the ghost of my dad criticizing my comedy. He's like, you use the N-word as a crutch. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? The fuck out of my head, Dad. Great show planned. Look, incredible show planned. We have two guests in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Without a Country podcast, right here on the Gas Digital Network, the great Shane Smith rejoins the show.
Hello. How's it going, everybody?
Sup, kid?
Sup?
Yeah, yeah.
Chilling.
I like it.
Full of a Big Mac.
You just ate McDonald's.
I don't feel great. I'll be real.
You had some morning McDonald's.
I smashed through that so quick. Maybe 7 minutes.
The 11 a.m. Big Mac is a commitment for the day.
Dude, I decided my whole day with that. It was brutal. I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I had a barbecue on Sunday and I fucking ate s'mores and cupcakes and a burger. I just felt like shit the next day. Like, oh, the whole day just sluggish and awful. So McDonald's is like just 10 times worse.
Yeah.
McDonald's is like you're making a decision. As an adult, when you eat McDonald's, you're making a decision that you are going to feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
For
like
minimal enjoyment.
I convince myself every time I eat it, oh no, this time is different.
Yeah.
In hundreds of times. How do they do it?
It's never good. Never good. Also on the show, very happy to have back on the show. It's been a hot minute from the DBS podcast, which I think is dirtbag shit.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Sergio Chacon.
Appreciate you,
is
man.
Is back on the show.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yo, I'm doing well, but you watching you eat that Big Mac was jarring. Like, I was taken aback. I looked at it, I was like, oh, shit, it's not even noon.
No,
but I was impressed by it. And I'm also guilty of eating the same way. Yesterday, I had a fucking bunch of tacos.
You had a bunch of cacos?
I had a bunch of
tacos.
Do it.
Sorry. That was it.
Oh, I thought it was a cock. So, yeah, so
this guy's gay.
Yeah, it's got to sound.
Tacos would have been better.
What a homo.
You just keep poking me.
Tacos that put me out, and then I just had to finish it with a Newport 100. I said, fuck it, I'm already in. It's almost like drinking Thunderbird. It's like I might as well do the cocaine and just go full out and just do it to myself.
That is a whole bunch of shit. That's like stoop talk.
Yeah.
That should be your podcast. It's straight from the stoops in the Bronx. This some fucking
East Side, though. Don't get twisted, Lou. You're not from here.
Of a guy who fucking hangs out all day drinking fucking on a stoop.
10:45 a.m. I had a Big Mac. You know what? Let's try meth today. Yeah, let's just see what happens.
But it really is. The McDonald's, the choice of McDonald's is pretty crazy as an adult. It does get me once in a while. The last time I had McDonald's, I believe, was with you, Zach.
It has to be on the road, right?
On the road. Yeah.
Where were we? Did we walk through a parking lot to go to McDonald's?
No, you did that without me.
Yeah.
That was Hasbrook Heights.
Yeah.
I think we may have gotten...
Bananas Comedy Club, right?
Is that Hasbrook Heights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I believe you may have gotten McDonald's breakfast in Texas.
Now, taxi, I'll give a little bit of a pass on the breakfast.
Breakfast gets a pass.
Yeah, breakfast gets a pass.
For sure.
So, not really. Not really. It still makes me feel like shit.
But it's consistent coffee. If you're on the road and you know, like, I feel like that coffee, you can't. You know,
McDonald's coffee flushes it out your system.
I like McDonald's coffee. But I'm also, like, interested in looking at the compilation of, like, Lewis just leaving these McDonald's, just feeling all defeated.
Dude, it's
because
sad.
Because you give a shit about what you eat, and the more you do that, it's like the harder it hits you.
It's a depressing thing.
Yeah.
It's a depressing thing. You know how many times I've eaten secret McDonald's without, like, people knowing? Like, I go and I, like, do it, and, like, I sit alone somewhere, and I just eat it, and I won't even eat it on the subway. I won't even eat it on the subway because it's so embarrassing as an adult to eat
McDonald's. I feel like McDonald's is one of those swampy foods that you shouldn't eat on the subway. Because then if you eat McDonald's in your car smells like McDonald's for, 3 days?
Yeah.
I've done worse. I've eaten halal food on the train, standing up, sweaty from my head, using a little napkin that they give you, there's bits of napkin on my forehead.
Well, that's the thing that sucks about living in New York. I'm so happy I moved to the suburbs now because I'm always running late. So regularly what would happen is I would be eating while I'm walking.
It's the worst.
Which is just it's like fucking chill, dude. Like when you see people walk like in transit eating.
That's
it's like,
too much.
It's too much.
It's never a person in like a suit where you're like, dude, they only have so much time in the day. It's always like a fucking crackhead just walking around with nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's like, sit down, bro.
Yeah, I'm leaving some shitty ass gig. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, halal food standing up, fucking fork. Out of a plastic bag. It's the worst.
Which I still enjoy some good halal card as well. We're going to get into all that and more. What you snacking on? Ladies and gentlemen, what you snacking on? Do you guys have the what you snacking on drop at this point? That'd be fucking incredible. That'd be incredible if they actually had it.
Doesn't seem like that's happening, though.
It doesn't. It never does. How many times are they going to say, we'll put that in post? They'd be like, why wouldn't you just have it ready to go not in post? You know? What you snacking on? What, Natalie? I'm glad you're back, Natalie.
Thank you.
I've
never heard you
Friday.
Reference that drop before. I'm so sorry.
Shannon has, and she always says, well, put it in post.
Put it in post.
Fucking bitch. Bobby, fix these people. Here's what I want. The next show, which snacking on ready to go. You have till Monday. Also, as a before the show, I no longer want music, as has been discussed for nearly a month. I want to have clips from other shows on the network so people could fall in love with other shows.
That will definitely have by next week.
Cool.
For sure.
Cool. I think I said this on Monday that I wanted to see it by the next show.
Yeah, and
we
discussed it, but it's going to happen next
Let's
week.
Let's pass the blame, Bobby. Pass the buck, Bobby Hutch.
No, I'm not passing any blame.
Pass the buck, Bobby Hutch.
No, I'm not.
Well, so.
Super spread the buck, Bobby Hutch.
Look, let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get our show started, and we're going to fucking try to shake this bad mood that they just put me in, my production staff. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, let's get these plugs out of the way. Sergio, what do you got to plug?
You know what? I'm doing a lot of shows with Giannis and Chris separately because Hyenas no longer exist. So I'm working with them separately on different shows. So everything they're doing on the road, I'm doing a lot of that stuff with them.
Oh, nice. You got double the road work.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I broke them up on purpose. So I got double the work.
Two Christmases. Fuck
two bike. You got a bike out of each house. You got a fucking... I love it.
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of shows with Chris. We're doing it in Florida in September. And anything on Chris's schedule, I'm on most of the shows. Same thing with Giannis. So, you know, it's looking good. Fruitful, if I may.
Sick. What's going on, Shane? What do you got to plug?
I'm in Rupert, Idaho at the Wilson Theater. That show's going to be wild. What the fuck am I doing there? I'm at San Francisco Comedy Club, at Cobb's Comedy Club. I'm at the Punchline in Sacramento, at the San Jose Improv, Brea Improv, Wise Guys Comedy Club, Good Nights Comedy Club in North Carolina. I'm at Tampa, Orlando, Boca, Lake Park. Anyway, ShaneSmithComedy.com. If you want to come see me live, I'm fucking all over the place. And that's it.
I liked your schedule. It looked like a Chinese menu. Was that done on purpose?
Yeah. It's because the tour is called the Band from Karate Tour. So it's got a little Asian flair in it to respect my karate forebearers.
Hell yeah, doggy. Yeah. Zach?
Just Instagram, Zach is not funny. I'm doing a live midnight spook show this Sunday the 5th in Brooklyn. Check out social media for details. And then Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Jersey. We're going to be in Jersey City on September the 17th. Come on out.
Lots of stuff coming up. My calendar's filling back up right now, guys. September 16th, The Depraved returns to New Brunswick, New Jersey, to the Stress Factory. This is going to be a lot of fucking fun. I haven't booked the lineup yet, but I just sent out text messages and emails this morning to a bunch of amazing comedians, so I will have that announced for you guys by this weekend. But grab those tickets now. September 16th, The Depraved is the dirtiest comedy show in the land. If you guys haven't been there yet, everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke. They dig themselves into a hole, and they have to dig themselves out of it. September 16th, it's going to be a lot of fun, myself hosting, obviously. Then September 30th through October 2nd, I'll be at the Creaking Cave in Austin, Texas, with the great Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, Natalie Cuomo, and more. We're doing a live Real Ass podcast. We're doing live stand-up shows. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thursday night will be the Real Ass podcast on September 30th. So if you guys want to come out to the podcast, come out on Thursday. And then, let's see, London, Tuesday, October 5th. I don't officially have a venue, but I will have a venue. I'm going out to warm up for Michael Bisping's one-man show, and I'm doing a one-night engagement in London on Tuesday, October 5th. Stay tuned. Check my social media. That will be announced probably any hour now. I'm talking to a couple promoters right now. We're going to make a decision on that very quickly. Then Skankfest is November 5th or 7th. Shout out to York Grantham. And then in December, it's going to really ramp back up as I have Los Angeles, Toronto, Chicago, and more. So, yeah, go to lewisofskanks.com. That's my website, lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all of those shows. And if you guys love the network and you love the show, you love this podcast, you can subscribe directly at gasdigitalnetwork.com. The entire on-demand library is available all in one place, ad-free and uncensored. If you guys get the membership, you guys get instant access to everything. So if you want to binge watch Real Ass Podcast or Legion of Skanks or Believe You Me or any of the shows in the network, you can do it. It's all at a click of a button. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month. Holy shit. SAG-HAG says, Zach, give a hand signal if you're reading the chat.
What?
SAG-HAG in the racist live chat wants to know.
I'm not.
Zach can't read the words. There's no way you could read. What Zach does is,
if you send naked pictures of ladies, yes, you'll see me lean 8 feet over Lewis's shoulder.
Yeah, Zach will do this a lot. When you guys are fucking sim chatting it up and posting sexy photos of comedians or fakes or nudes, you'll see Zach do this a lot. But he's not reading your words. He's simply looking at the nude.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, the nudes. So there you go. There you go. What's the number for Gas Digital? I need to ask Lewis to fix this ticket issue. What's your ticket issue, Bricks? I'll fix it right now on the show. You don't need to call. You get the access to the Racist Live Chat. That's the beautiful part about the Racist Live Chat.
The Racist Live Chat.
Yeah, they're a live chat and they're racist.
Yeah, well, that's almost all live chats, to be honest with you.
Let's be real. Yeah.
At least we own it.
Oh, have you not been on the internet, everybody? Yeah. It's all racist.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess they can't. I guess they don't know. Let me know what the ticket issue is, because oh my god, they're doing fakes of Dalton now. They're doing deep fakes of Dalton. I can't even deal with it. All right, look, let's get into today's show. We have a lot to talk about. We have a game to play. Where do we even fucking start? You know, let's start with Bad Baby. Let's start with Bad Baby.
Of course,
the 18-year-old OnlyFans girl.
Why can't I put it that way?
What do you mean?
Why can't I put it that way?
I would say the formerly 14-year-old.
Yeah, the formerly 14-year-old.
Dr. Philstar.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So what's going on with this story?
It's a glass half empty, glass half full.
Yeah, I'm an optimist. What can I say, boys?
We've been following Bad Baby's career since the beginning. And she, you know, she's grown into quite the young lady.
Okay? We're Bad Baby hipsters.
Oh, okay.
We're good babies. Yeah, we're her fans. We're good babies.
We're sugar babies.
And we love her. She's great. She's a good chick. She got some problems, obviously.
Yeah, a few.
Well, what's the background? She's started her OnlyFans really young, and now she's of age. And
no, she was the girl, the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh, okay. All right. So she got OnlyFans now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cash Me Outside girl.
The day she turned 18.
The day she turned, on her 18th birthday. Like,
she made $1 million, and that's how it works.
And
that's
by the way, not without posting any nudes.
Wow,
she still to this day, I believe, has not been nude. Zach,
I've seen if she hasn't, I've seen a very convincing fake.
No,
I think, yeah.
She went nude? No.
I saw topless, I think.
Impossible.
So at 12:01 on her birthday, OnlyFans dropped. She made $1 million.
Yeah.
She made $1 million fucking dollars. And God bless her. She's actually not even that pretty. If you really break it down, she's not. She's kind of weird looking.
She looks like every girl in the Bronx. Like, it's just a normal ass, like, New York lady.
She's a Jew broad dressed like a Puerto Rican.
That's my favorite shit.
So it's big Jew tits. And then she's modified herself into a Hispanic woman.
Is she from New York? I thought she was from like the Midwest or something.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't care. Yeah. It's all fake.
Puerto Ricans are real, by the way.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yeah.
That's your ultimate. Type.
That's what you like.
Dude, yeah.
I dated a Puerto Rican for years. Her name was Kelly Greenberg.
Kelly Greenberg.
Yeah.
She knew more. Juanita Goldstein.
Yeah, I love shit like that.
I love a girl who will keep the high holidays, but you might wake up at night when she has a knife to your neck and she's like, who do you text? And that's hot. Right? Yes. That's what I want. I like just that little bit of danger, you know?
Yeah, of course.
She could hurt me. I like that.
Yeah, it just so happens my ex was fucking nuts. Like the type of shit that I would come home late. And she would, anything that she bought me, she would throw out the window.
Yeah.
Throw out the window. And when it came to the gold, you know, gold is hard to find from 8 stories up in the grass. So I would go downstairs picking up the Picot and the Timberland boots and shit. And she would just peek out the window, her hair just like blowing in the wind. She's like, I'm fucking up your image.
Like the sexiest version of Rapunzel, dude. Just the hair out in the wind.
I can't deal with like any crazy girl shit anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I was 17 years old. I wouldn't be dealing with that shit now. That's nuts.
I can't. Well, you know, but people still deal with like toxic crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like the first sign I see of like any sort of like crazy girl shit, I'm out.
I want to feel like it's possible, but I don't want to actually deal with it. That's why the Judorican is great, because she tempers her craziness with the Jewishness.
Well, you know what it is? Like, my thing is, like, I'm crazy, and I'm crazy enough for both of us. So it's like, I need a chick who's going to recognize what's in front of her and not try to ignite it. You know, it's like, I've dated chicks where it's like, they're crazy and my crazy. It's just like, we get together and it's like fucking 5 stray cats fighting. And that's like a good night, you know? And it's just wildness. I need a chick who's going to be like, all right, I know my boyfriend's a lunatic. I need to calm him down in those. What I need, when I'm being crazy, you know what I need? A fucking hug. Yeah. I need a fucking hug. If I'm like in a store and some shit goes down, I'm like, I'm running late, and then all of a sudden I'm fucking arguing with a guy behind the counter. I don't mean my chick. I don't need, there's 3 types of chicks. There's most chicks, which is, you're a fucking idiot. What do you always do this when we go out, and then they walk away.
Yeah.
And then now you're fighting with her. Now you take that energy from that guy that you wanted to fucking kill.
And now you better hit him.
Now she's setting you the fuck off, because it's like, well, I wasn't even mad at you. I was mad at the earth. I was mad at the supermarket employee.
Yeah.
But now we're in a fucking thing, right? Then there's the second type of chick, which is like, you're fighting with a guy, and then she jumps in and punches the guy right in the face without warning.
Uh-huh.
And that, I've also dated that chick.
For example, we'll call that a Kim.
These are all the types. Just, Beatrice is the first one.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna call that a Kim.
Beatrice is the first one. Kim is the, it's like, see a motherfucker? Then I look over, and then Kim is, she's fucking literally putting a mouth guard in.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well.
Biting her nails off so that she can punch.
If you'd ever like to take a car ride with Japanese fighting fish in the front, I suggest going on the road with that couple.
And then the last type, which is the type that I need, which is, this is my new area in life that I've gotten to. The girls that I'm dating now, I'm being crazy. And then they go, you're the best, baby. And they hug me. And they go, don't worry. Just whatever you need, you just need a hug right now. And I'm like, that's what I needed. Thank you.
Dude,
you're lucky I got a hug, sir.
I walk
away from him.
I've had this exact conversation in therapy. See, because you don't want a bad homie, which is somebody who doesn't have your back and gets mad at you. You don't want a good homie who's someone who will fight with you. You want a girlfriend. So that's what, you don't want a good homie, you don't want a bad homie, you want a girlfriend.
Or you could just do what Lewis did and go way around the block to describe a mom.
I really need
a mom.
You
know when you're like, get upset because you get lost at a store?
I like when a girl.
You know when you hold the wrong girl's hand and get confused because they have the same jacket on.
Someone on the loud.
Are you my girlfriend?
On the loudspeaker. Will Luis Gomez please come to the front? Your girlfriend's very worried about you.
He's hiding in the racks.
Yeah.
Luis, we gotta shut down the store again.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's what I'm saying is I need the type of woman in my life that's going to calm me down, that's going to recognize my craziness and not expect me to not... It's almost like you're expecting a dog to not be a dog. Mm. You know, it's like a dog's going to bark, he's going to scratch himself. You know, you can't beat a dog for doing those things.
It's the American Indian parable where the frog, the scorpion wants to go across the river and the frog's like, I'll take you, we got to promise not to sting me. And scorpion's like, all right. He jumps on the frog's back, and the frog starts to take him across the river, and the scorpion stings him, and they both start drowning, and the frog's like, why did you sting me? And the scorpion goes, I'm a scorpion.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. There's a riddle back in the day it reminded me of, about a wolf and a duck and a hunter and a boat, and they had to go across.
There's a lot going on there.
What?
It just says, you are gay. It just gives him a little note that says, you are gay.
New York City is under attack. A plane crashed into the World Trade Center. Now, he bought... So a guy is on the hold about a Skankfest ticket issue.
Yeah, this is the person that you were talking to in the chat.
Oh, in the chat. Oh, he bought tickets from a third party, and he's having trouble transferring the name on the ticket to him.
Right. Oh, he got got.
He got got. All right, put him through. 573 Gasline. Did Craigslist. You get got?
Our man got got on Craigslist.
I got got. Put him through. Richie. That's not real. No. Richie.
Yo.
What up, doggy?
What up, man? Am I calling number 6?
No, you're caller number you. What's no, going on? What I'm happened? Kidding. I know you are. I got it. So what happened? What happened to you?
A couple days before you put the 100 tickets on sale for each day,
yeah,
I bought 2 tickets off this girl from Facebook. And just because I wasn't sure how fast those tickets would go,
okay,
I paid like, you know, pretty good money for
Did you pay extra money or did you pay the face
value? I mean,
value?
Tiny bit extra. It wasn't bad. It was like $600 altogether.
Okay.
Which wasn't bad. For 2 tickets each day, Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And then I let her, you know, I made her aware that she had to message Skankfest ticketing.
Yeah.
And put them in my name. She said that's fine. She said she did it. I messaged them. They said they didn't get anything. And then I haven't heard from her since.
And you haven't heard from the girl?
No.
Oh, that girl is a guy, first of all. You should know. First of all.
I mean, it might be. I don't know if I send her that money and now she's in rehab or some shit, but... I just don't want to stress this for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
for 2 months. I mean,
Jesus Christ, man! You just sent this bitch the money on like Venmo or PayPal?
Yeah, but I mean, she sent me the tickets. She just hasn't sent the email to
she
you guys.
She definitely has tickets, though.
I mean, she sent me the 2 the 4 passes in my email. I can give you the pass numbers if you need them.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold, Bobby, and he's going to send them to you. We're going to make sure that these are real tickets first. If they're not real tickets, I don't know what to tell you. You should not be giving money to strangers on the internet. That's crazy.
I mean, she posted it in the Skankfest group, you know.
Say her whole name.
What is her whole name?
Say this whole name.
Full government name.
For real?
No.
You want me to doctor?
No.
We can doctor. Well, if she's real. Hold on. No. Let me say this. Let me make this very clear. Do not dox her until you find out that she ripped them off. If she ripped them off, then you dox her. But everyone could put her name and her information in the chamber for a doxing if it's necessary.
It's an option.
It's like having it's writing her name on a bullet and putting it in the gun. Be like, okay, bitch, you want to fucking rip me off?
Fuck maybe, around, lay around.
Yeah, exactly. Or she could have simply just sold them some tickets and everyone can send her a nice message being like, I hope you get off of heroin or whatever.
What if she's a sweetie? We got to make sure we know first.
What's her first name?
Jonah. Jonah.
Oh, seems God. Not real.
His name is John.
Okay.
You fucked up.
Yeah. This is... she had a lot of photos. Did that Facebook profile look real?
I mean, I didn't go digging, but yeah, it does look real.
Okay. Yeah, let's find out.
We'll see what's up. We're going to put you on hold. I hope you were not ripped off. I really, truly do. I mean, we can make you do some gay shit for tickets, but we'll figure it out.
Yo, I appreciate you, Dougie.
Hell yeah, bro. Thank you. Thank you, Richie, in the racist live chat. Guys, sometimes I fucking answer customer service questions in the middle of my show.
Dude, why not?
Who does that?
It's a man of the people.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is the online store with every auto part available at the best prices. This is a one-stop shop for everything auto parts, Zach.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. Like, I don't know shit about cars, but it's great to know that I'm not going to get ripped off if I go somewhere, because now I can go to rockauto.com and see exactly how much everything is supposed to be.
Yeah, you don't have to talk to a counter guy who are obviously making a commission or trying to upcharge you for parts. You go directly to rockauto.com, whether you're working on your own car, if you're bringing your car to somebody else to work on, this is where you got to get your parts from. Rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop worker, or working on your own car. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So right now, go to rockauto.com, do a little bit of browsing. If you decide to purchase anything, let them know that the Real Ass Podcast sent you. There's no promo code. They already have the best pricing available for all of these parts. Okay, where were we?
Before we move on, let's not forget to do beginning of the month.
We'll do that in a minute.
Wait, is it?
I'm just keeping it on your mind.
Oh, my God, it's September 1st.
Let's figure what happened with Bad Baby. Why did we even bring her up? I don't even remember. What was the point?
She had sleeves when she was like 16, didn't she? Damn.
Yeah. She had a bunch of tattoos when she was a kid.
I also had tattoos when I was a kid, but even I just looking at her, I was like, that wrong. Don't do that. It's crazy that she come from like a middle class family? She's just like that for no reason.
I don't know. I mean, I think her mom was like super abusive, right?
Something like that.
Oh, Gecko's without guys. Yeah, and water's wet. Clearly. You see her.
Yeah.
Her parents aren't nice.
But she weirdly like parlayed that into like a fucking rap career, and she's a million. I mean, she's just off being like sort of a little trash bag. It was a meme. So there's like, she was the equivalent of the fucking kid who was like making the fucking like the struggling face. You know what I'm saying? Like the white kid with the bugged out eyes. He didn't do anything with it.
No.
Like she was just a fucking cash me outside. How about that? And that all it was that little moment. But that little viral meme went around so much, and then she capitalized and parlayed that into fucking something else. I'll tell you right now, like I was having a conversation with a close friend recently who's going through it.
And name. It's like, what's the name?
Okay. When you see that though, when you like you see something like that, it's like where that girl fucking started and how she was able to just put one foot in front of the other and just keep going down a path to where she's making millions of fucking dollars. It's actually really impressive. And anybody who's going through any shit should look at something like that and go, oh, wait a minute. There's a path to something. It's not obviously getting on Dr. Phil and becoming a viral meme.
Yeah, but, and having a music producer see you and be like, oh, people are going to pay attention to you.
But it's also she could have simply just been that fucking girl who was that meme and not put anything. I don't think it's not like somebody said they saw her being a fucking trash bag on Dr. Phil, because there's a million trash bags on Dr. Phil. It's not like, and they were like, we're just gonna make her a star.
Yeah,
no, they did something right. She made the right decision. She turned left when she had to turn left, and
what decision she made moving forward, because obviously I think it took some effort on her part, right?
There was a conscious effort to whatever it was, her family, her, a manager, Dr. Phil, whoever the fuck it was, they recognized that that moment was something to start going down this path. That's all I'm saying. I'm impressed with it. No, I'm genuinely impressed.
I'm impressed too. All credit to her. She's doing great. Good for you. I'm curious to see if she can hold it together. She's like a ship entering orbit, you know? And it's like, hey, this is great. You're coming to Earth, but you might fall apart on re-entry and burn up and die. So we'll see how it works.
We'll see, because the reality is now she's been pretty famous and rich for a little while, and it's just a few little minor adjustments, and then she's like, she's here. She's a multimillionaire. She's got assistants, and she's got people. And that whole like garbage thing, like, because I joined her OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah?
Of course. And they send you messages. They're like, hey, daddy, you want some new pictures? It's so obviously not her. It's somebody doing a mockery of a retarded young girl.
Hello, daddy.
Yeah. So what is it? I guess she was getting shit because people are saying she had surgeries, right?
Well, they were asking her what kind of surgery she got, and she admitted she has...
She has had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, just admit it. Who gives a shit?
She says she tried silicone shots and Sculptra. I don't know what that
Sculptra?
Is.
Sculptra?
What the fuck is Sculptra?
Sculptra. Sculptra?
Probably body sculpting.
Maybe. Yeah, it's probably some sort of like fucking...
It's probably fat out of one area, put into another.
Liposuction, freezing, horseshit.
She claims it didn't stick... And maybe she didn't get enough silicone, but when she does get something done, you'll know because I'ma have a big fat ass.
Good for her.
Oh yeah, she wants to get a big booty. Good for her.
Yeah,
she does have a flat ass. She does have Jewish ass and tits. She's got massive fucking hangers and a little tiny booty.
That's the worst. Yeah, but no, she's got another few rounds in her because after this fades, then she can go to rehab.
Okay.
And then that and probably back. Get a whole new.
I bet you she doesn't go that route. I really? Bet you that bad baby.
She sticks with it.
Continues to progress. But her trajectory
is. She's going
to
be a worse baby.
She's not fucking up left and right, right? So it's not like we're finding out about this girl getting arrested. Yeah. I know she got into a thing with Whoa Vicky at an amusement park. I think that was all fake. It's not like she's out there fucking up and doing drugs or being arrested or getting into fights or getting into crazy shit. She's sort of just making money and doing this modeling thing and rapping and fucking. It doesn't seem like she's like going down this path. It seems like she's on a positive trajectory.
Okay, so then you're saying she has a baby and she's bad mommy.
Bad mommy.
Oh. Bad mommy.
Then that's the rebrand.
I don't know what it is, dude. Fucking.
She has batter baby.
I went on a.
Lewis got hard at the term bad mommy.
I went on a pregnant porn journey again.
It's got to be done correctly. I feel like every girl that gets their ass done is just too abrupt. It's like a pee. You know, there's no gradual from the leg.
Yeah.
It's just like, boom.
Well, they all get the Dr. Miami surgery, but with that, you need to do like a rigorous workout. And you can see girls that get the fake ass because they all look like ants. Not your aunt, like as in the insect ants.
Yeah, it looked like a pregnant ant, like right? Carrying a
yeah, they get
egg.
A thorax, basically. Yeah. And you'll see like these like Puerto Rican girls that got the Dr. Miami surgery, didn't keep up with the workout, and now that you know the Mario 2 villains that are just circles in the desert.
Oh yeah, that, yeah. And then Yoshi eats the bottom.
Yeah, they
of them.
Just look like three circles.
Yeah, it's not
like
good.
A snowman.
Yes.
Yeah.
They just end up being like a Bug's Life looking ass bitch. Yeah. It's not great.
Yeah, I so hold on. Let's see some of these pictures though, because Shannon said there was a bunch of great pictures in this story. Bobby Hutch.
Yo, your whole sparring
crew's
in the house.
I mean, her butt's decent too, doggy.
Not bad.
But yeah, what?
She's got fucking clown makeup on, dude. That's a problem.
That butterfly tattoo is fucking classic.
She actually kind of does look like Pennywise's daughter.
Shannon said these are all hot photos. These are not hot photos. There's too much makeup.
She's just like a regular.
Just way too much makeup on.
Oh, we lost it. Oh, and we're back.
And her butt's solid.
She has great hair.
Yeah. This is like the look that girls have gotten now. Like, when the Kardashians sort of like figure it out?
Bimbo.
I don't know what exactly it is.
They look like Bratz dolls.
Yeah, it's
a very specific look. Jake Paul's girlfriend, remember after the fight, like, he like, and it was like, it was. She was just like straight up out of that cookie cutter hot girl fucking. There's a specific look to the Kardashians sort of.
Racially ambiguous.
Yeah.
They could be Indian. They could be Puerto Rican. They could be Italian. They could be anything. And they have fake lips and they got fucking.
The eyelashes are way too long, like Snuffleupagus eyelashes.
Yeah. It's very specific. It's like a porn star look. It's like bimbo lovingly.
It's not even a porn star look because the porn stars haven't. There's no porn stars that have adopted really that look, which is it's the Kardashian look. That's really what it is. But like, that's what all these fucking chicks are going for.
Dude,
now.
I think Lana Rhodes would disagree with you, but
no, I don't think I know who Lana Rhodes is. I don't think she looks like that.
You don't think she looks like that? I think she kind of looks like a normal. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not out here jacking off enough, maybe. But they do all look cookie cutter, and it's weird. But that's how it happens, right? It's a couple years while everyone figures it out. And then all of a sudden we have like a set way everyone looks. Like in the early 2000s, every single person was like giant titties, no ass, low rise jeans. They looked like hair metal kind of or whatever scene. Yeah. And then we had like a while where people were figuring it out. And then it was like that weird like Britney Spears looking shit. Now it's whatever this is.
That weird Britney Spears looking shit, you know. Hot 16-year-old girl in a screwgirl uniform.
Yeah.
How weird.
No, it is.
Yeah, I almost feel like porn chicks, like, my porn journey has gotten so fucking fucked up. Like, I used to know all the porn chicks. I used to know all of them by name. Mm-hmm. I used to know their fucking,
addresses.
Just their names.
their locations.
I used to know the date they got raped the first time, when their dad left their family. I used to, you know.
I'm amazed by how many people do porn. sometimes, like, when I'm done watching, I'm just amazed by the catalog that's available to us.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Thousands. I mean, and you're right.
Millions.
A lot of them, yeah, millions. A lot of them don't look alike anymore. Early 2000s, 90s, I feel like they did have a look. Now it's just like they look very different.
They are, yeah, they're very, very different. Early 90s, it was like Jenna Jameson, big tits, cheese blonde hair, Chloe Jones, fucking, what was the other? There was a bunch of chicks that were just exactly that.
Yeah, it's no longer like that.
No, you're right.
It's because producers aren't in charge anymore. The girls are more in charge than they've ever been, so they get to cater to, like,
yeah, you're right. It was
a weird audience.
It was like a porn star look back in the day, and they were being casted as that. And now it's also like, I think what became big was the amateur sort of, like, you know, thing.
And when I'm in the wormhole, I want real amateur. I want, like, the TV on, New York One playing in the background.
Dude, I want Family Guy in the background. I want some fucking just not good shit.
Yeah.
Who's porn did we watch recently where there was a comic on in the background? And it was a comic we knew, right? Wasn't there a porn? Did we watch it on this show?
I don't know. I feel like I saw one sex tape and the MTV Movie Awards were on.
I remember that one.
I think Chris Rock was hosting it.
Somebody we knew was in the fucking background on TV, like just a Comedy Central Presents, like just horseshit. Like it was like a DeRosa or somebody. It was like
I once had a weird situation where I was watching porn. I was with a girl at the time, but we weren't watching it together. But the amateur porn I was watching, no head was shown in the video. But she had this move where she would grab her own ankles and pull back, missionary. And I was like, that's the girl. Like, it looks, and the title of the film was her name. And she did the same signature move. So I went over to the next room. I was like, yo, is this you? And she went, oh. She's like, it sure looks like me. I don't know. It's not me. But that's a weird response. And I was like, you sure this is not you?
Wait a minute. It looked just like her. She did her move and it had her name.
It had her name.
She's like, you know how much longer a response that is?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
Sergio.
Yeah.
I know. I'm in denial.
That was that girl. I know. It's not even up for debate.
My man, you fully caught her red-handed, and she lied to your face about it and got away.
Yeah, she laughed. She's like, no. Isn't that wild? It was the same move. Yeah. The ankle pull back, but no face.
No, like, with five no's is so much longer than just no.
And there was a laugh behind it. It was a no.
Yeah.
With a smile, no.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
And that, you know, I don't remember much past 10 years, but I remember that her face, it's clear as day. I'm like, oh, shit, that was her.
I went to high school with a girl who ended up being in a porn, and this was like, it was before, like, only, this was right after high school. I graduated 2000. So she probably did a porn in like 2002, 2003, right? Like, straight up, she's 20 years old, maybe, in this porn. I can still find it. To this day, I can still find it. And this girl was like just a chick in our crew. Like, we knew her pretty well. And she just went off and did this and didn't really tell anybody. And then we all found it, and everybody found it. And then, I mean, I think I jerked off to it for a year and a half straight daily. Like, I don't think I jerked off to anything else. It was just like, she wasn't even that hot. I was just like, I know her. It was fucking wild, dude. So you understand why OnlyFans has become a fucking thing.
It's kind of the behind the scenes thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was so fucking hot. She wasn't even really pretty. She was okay.
In like 2013, I was on Reddit. And I randomly saw someone I knew, and she did the dancing bear porn.
Oh,
you guys remember dancing bear?
What an asshole. She's sucking a bear's dick.
No, dude, for real. I'm watching it, and there's like, because you, in your mind, when you watch the dancing bear, you're like, this is all fake. Every single one of these girls is a porn star. No, it's real.
Well, it's not that it's real.
It's real quotation marks.
No, what it is they have these girls.
They do a very good job.
They say, hey, look, you can get involved or you cannot get involved. Yeah. And they pay certain. So there's porn stars mixed with.
With
extras.
They're essentially extras, and sometimes the extras get a little extra.
She told me that she was like, they were like, if you agree to give someone head, you'll make like, if you just go there, you'll get $300. If you agree to give head, you'll get like $500, and they'll do your makeup for free.
Ooh.
I love that she said, do my makeup for free, like that was a part of it. I confronted her about it. I was like, is this you? Because it was, said, yeah. But yeah, she was like, yeah, I sucked the bear's dick, and I just was losing my mind.
See, this is how much of a pervert I am. I can jerk off knowing that you know that girl. So if you could send me that video. Cool. And her social media profile so I can compare and see her talk in regular life. That will be a nice little session for myself later on.
This is where you ask Lewis for a Venmo. Like, I'll get you that shit. Yeah.
No, no, no.
He's a bro.
His dick is my dick.
Bro.
Come on.
I'm trying to capitalize. I
saw a girl that I used to, I didn't date her. I used to fuck her. But like we were like friendly for years. And I saw her on Eros hooking.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were just browsing to see what was up.
When porn is
I was searching for high-end hookers.
Yeah. To jerk off to and then not order.
It's not that
I would do that. I've been caught by girls like browsing Eros, but I literally do that. Like there's a porn star section on Eros where it's you hit XXX, Eros.com, and then you go to the XXX section. And these are porn stars that are available for private sessions. You could fuck like actual porn stars. And there's a lot of famous ones.
Very pricey.
Very, very pricey.
And have you paid for this service?
No, but what I've done is...
Jerk off to their porn going, I could fuck her if I was email willing to spend
them,
that much money.
I email them and start a dialogue and I'm like, oh, it's fucking the best, dude.
Oh my God, that hack, dude.
And I got caught emailing my ex. Nobody even knew this chick. This chick that I was dating.
Just reckless, just leaving on your history.
Because I wasn't doing anything really wrong, in my opinion. Like, it was just so...
No!
It was like you were watching
you're
porn.
You're just flirting with the idea of having sex with a prostitute behind your girlfriend's back.
Spending $2,500.
This is normal, dude. This is normal guy stuff.
Yeah, it's a bullet in the chamber, remember? I wasn't gonna fire it off. I just wrote the name on the bullet.
Dude, it's like when you load a gun and you hold it while you watch TV because it makes you feel good. You know what I'm talking about? You gotta hold a loaded gun. I can't not have it loaded. She's like, is it loaded? You're like, yeah, fucking course.
Obviously
it's loaded.
It's loaded.
Okay.
But that's in the realm of my how perverted I am. Like, that's sort of like, it's all in that fucking world, right? So, yeah, this chick was on Eros. And then I messaged her because I'd not been in contact with her in a while. So I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to message her number on Eros and be like, hey, this is Lewis. And she was just fucking, you know, obviously mortified.
Yeah. Okay, that's the word. Yeah, not stoked. I thought for a second, maybe you were going to be like, she was like, oh, hey, how are you? It's good to see you. Oh, you support sex work?
No. Well, it's almost like, why are you using your real photos on,
have to.
On Eros, I guess they're verified, but you can still put like a fucking, like a suggestive, like not like, like it's a headshot. It was crazy.
Or a comedy headshot.
Yeah, it was really, really fucking uncomfortable. Let's switch gears for a second.
Yeah.
We're not even switching gears. We're going to keep it on the same page here. I thought of a new game.
I got to take out my snake. Is that okay?
What?
I brought my snake.
What?
Are you scared of snake?
What?
Did you really?
Yeah, it's the Real Ass Podcast. I figured.
Rattlesnake?
I couldn't get a rattle for you.
Dude, if you pull out a dick, and put it on the table, it'd be hilarious.
Are you okay with snakes?
I'm okay with snakes.
So this is
a real snake?
It's a real snake. Lewis, are you okay?
He's just got it in Tupperware.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Yeah.
That's how we move the... So, Lewis, it's the Real Ass Podcast. I figure... I gotta bring a snake out.
What's the snake?
Is this
name?
Hold on? Is this
it's a real snake?
Does he bite?
It's mildly venomous, so you know, just be careful.
No, it's not. Look at it. It looks like a big, thick dick, dude.
Yeah, dude, I love. Where the fuck?
Right?
Do I gotta grab it by the head?
Just grab it by mid body, like one third of the body. He's totally fine. I wouldn't.
He won't.
Yeah, bite. He's good. He's good.
Oh, dude, snakes feel exactly like hard cock. They feel exactly like hard cock, is a fact. So
he's a real ass dude. Look, man.
Dude,
he trusts
me. If he fucking bites me, I'm gonna literally cut his head off.
No, he's good. He's good.
I watch Naked and Afraid. This is how you kill a snake. Cut his head off.
Just let him kind of sit on your hand.
Sit.
There you go.
There we go. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's a leucistic ball python. Don't get it twisted. Not an albino.
Why?
Albino. It's cool, right?
He's terrifying.
Nah, he got black eyes.
Doggy. This guy's
killer.
He's cool, right?
He's pretty sick, dude.
Yeah, he's dope, right?
No, he's cute. He's a cutie. I'm not a big fan of snakes in that I just don't want them on me for no reason. Okay. But he's great. Look at him.
I thought it'd be a nice
dude, he just
to the
fucking
show.
Bites your face. That would be so cool.
Okay, hey.
He's kissing you.
Fuck my fuck. He's okay.
Okay, so...
I'm not scared at all. It is horrifying,
real
by
ass
the way.
Dude with a real ass snake. There
this
we
is
go.
Actually horrifying, and I feel him getting... He's constricting my neck slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting tighter. Like, this is how my girlfriend wants me to choke her. She's like, just go slow. I like it, actually. I kind of want it. I want
to sneak as opposed to how your girlfriend chokes on a podcast.
Oh, damn.
Oh, oh no.
She did good last time. I thought you liked her.
I like her a lot.
I thought you liked her. Let's have this conversation.
That's what
you
said.
I know the snake is out and it's very crazy, but where the fuck did it, bro? I watched you come in here. How did you produce the fucking snake
also, I've
out
watched,
of nowhere?
I've watched a million late night shows where they bring out like a snake. They never bring it out of a tight ass Tupperware with a snake.
He's clearly stabbed with
his
a knife.
His face is smashed.
Dude, you fucking just stabbed this with a knife a bunch of times.
The fucking snake's face was smashed against the fucking thing. Blinking.
There's a lot coming at me. I'll answer questions accordingly.
What is the snake's name, first of all?
His name
Puerto Ricans don't name their animals, which is
yeah.
His name is Snake, nigga.
It's a snake, motherfucker. What?
No, his name is Pluto. All the animals are named after different planets.
Oh, I like that.
And I got Pluto from some dude on Craigslist. I met him at Tompkins Square Park.
Yeah.
And how much was this guy?
He's like 200.
That's not bad, dude.
No, it's not bad.
This is what I gotta do to get my
You just
out.
That's a Craigslist snake.
Yeah, so I meet him and he brought him in this Tupperware, right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking to a girl that I know, and she's like, what are you doing here? It looks like I was copping drugs. Yeah. I was mad nervous. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, just waiting for my reptile. And she was like, excuse me? And I was like,
you want to see my snake?
So the dude comes through like this, and he's holding this shit like he's holding a radio, like this.
Clearly.
Yeah. And then he pulls out the snake. Yo, you Serge? And he pulls out the snake like this. I'm like, yeah. And the girl's like, okay, Sergio, I'll see you later.
Yeah, that was it.
Hand to hand sale, gave him the cash money. I said, listen, I'm going to need that money back if I see anything wrong with the snake. I checked the snake. He said, you good? He's looking at me, inspect the snake. And I was like, man, it's a beautiful animal. Thank you. And then he says to me, yo. And he's eating sunflower seeds. He's like, yo. I got hybrid wolves, too. If you need it, I got you.
Oh, my God.
Hybrid wolves.
Yo, give me this guy's information.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, how much? He was like, $1,500. I was like, I got $1,500.
Yo, for a wolf? Did you buy a wolf?
Nah, I didn't get the
wolf. Dude, that's fucking awesome. Wolves are sick. I saw someone bring a wolf to the dog
wolf,
park
like
where I'm from.
Like a Alaskan Malamute mixed with a wolf would be crazy.
I wonder if my son would get freaked out by this.
So, which, by the way, anytime you want to bring your son to the crib, I got 9 snakes. He'll love it. And then,
That's so many snakes.
Yeah. It's a lot of snakes.
And those are good starter snakes. The only thing is they could be a little finicky with food, which is annoying. Because then like they don't always take food. So sometimes you'll have a rat, which is a frozen thawed rat. You have to defrost it. He won't eat it. Then you got to throw it away. So it's like a waste of money and a little frustrating.
Yeah. So what do they do?
So they don't eat. So I had a ball python that didn't eat for an entire year. They're amazing creatures. Oh, an entire year. He eats pretty well. He just shed this morning, so he got fresh.
He got that fresh cut.
It is very dick-like. He's touching my face.
He likes you, man.
Check him out. Yeah.
He's touching my fucking face.
So the flicker of the tongue, they're picking up particles. He's just smelling.
He's licking me.
That's a great shot.
That is a fucking great shot. Hold on.
He's been in a couple of videos, too. I got him in a couple of music videos.
You got him in music videos?
Yeah.
Dude, this snake is famous.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me
Pluto's
see.
Doing it.
Pluto's no fucking joke. Let me get a picture of this guy, because he is fucking me up. Hey, Pluto,
stabbed with a knife is allowed.
Dude, no, he fucking did. He just stabbed that fucking
Where's
thing with
head?
A knife like 9 times before he brought it to you. You have 9 snakes? What's it? Okay, so my question is, you're like, this is a good starter snake. What the fuck is a advanced snake? What does that mean?
So I have
do you have anything that will attack a human?
I have a carpet python. A jungle
my cousin.
Carpet. And then, you know, she's been through a lot. You know, she's been through a lot.
She's like a rescue?
She's a little bit of a rescue.
She's seen some shit.
Yeah. if a black guy in a red shirt comes in, he's fucked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's a little attitude-y, so I just let her be, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them just don't want to be handled. They could be defensive. They're skittish.
I don't want
to
be handled, so I'm with it. That's fucking crazy, dude.
The snake is fucking creepy as fuck, dude. Look at how he's licking me!
I'm not... Yeah, I don't know.
Look at that tongue.
Zach, are you cool with snakes?
That's literally my
No.
thing.
No? Yeah, you
no,
actually had
freaking me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
No?
So if you want, if you're interested, you just put your
head in Zach and went.
So when it just gets fat.
You never want to handle a snake from above, right? Like this, because they figure like that. Oh, that's like a predator. So always from like underneath, you know. But a lot of times,
I love that you let him pick it up and put it on his neck before you told him that important piece of info.
No, this snake though is super docile.
I like him, super docile.
Like that's the reason why I brought him.
I'll give you $300 for him right now.
I can't do it, man. But I'm in love with
you
that
love
creature.
You love him. You love Pluto.
I love Pluto.
That's cute.
I would turn him into a fucking belt right in front of you.
Oh, my God. No.
Come on, Louis. You're breaking my heart.
Firstly, you're not. You're looking good, but you're not that skinny yet. Pluto's not long enough.
Pluto.
Yes.
You're not exactly. You're not. What is that?
Proportion to.
Python. What kind of python is he?
Oh, he's a ball python. But yeah, you know, with your size, we need to get you a Burmese python.
A Burmese. Yeah. Well, I like the look of him.
He's. You got a white Burmese and ivory.
He's on my hand. All right, buddy, relax. Let's do this. We're going to take you off.
You want me to put him back in?
No, I'm going to put him on Zach.
Okay. No, please don't.
No, I don't want Zach to bug out. No,
please. Lewis, I'm going to bug out. Don't put that thing on me.
I won't put it on you. What if I put it near you?
No, we'll just put it back. Let's put him in the box.
You know,
hi, honey.
Oh, give him a kiss.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Zach's yeah. Overcoming your fears.
What's up with his nose? Why does he have 30 noses?
Those are heat pits.
I don't like
so
that.
When the prey comes by, they sense the heat.
That is fucking cool, dude. You gotta really look at this snake.
Right in your face, dude.
This is awesome. I'm no longer afraid of snakes, and you watched it happen before your very eyes.
I kind of want to check Pluto out a little bit.
Yeah, check him out.
Check him out.
Yeah,
he's fucking badass, dude.
Get over here, this
is a badass fucking animal.
Oh,
I'm glad you guys are enjoying him. I was going to bring the Burmese.
Oh, I don't like him.
But
you could be our Steve Irwin, our Puerto Rican Steve Irwin. You keep on bringing fucking...
Yeah, I live close enough, man. I was like, yo, man, I'm bringing one of the animals.
Remember that old Dave Attell joke? He was like, Steve Irwin got killed by a stingray. He was like or as I call them, the Puerto Ricans of the sea, with their shifty eyes and razor blade like tails.
Oh, dude.
That was a dirtbag way to go out, man. Yeah, this fucking guy had his head in crocodiles.
I know, fucking stingray.
That's like the first time ever.
Yeah, I would.
It's a freak accident. Oh.
He's cool, dude. That's a cool fucking snake, dude.
If we don't have Sergio's Wild Kingdom on Gas Digital. Yo, welcome to the Lower East Side. This is Sergio.
I'm locking in at least 10 more guest episodes.
I love it.
Guest appearances.
No, it's great. You keep on bringing fun animals.
Dude, I'll admit, I'm not afraid of snakes, but I feel like I don't like them. But I feel like Pluto and me are best friends right now.
No, there's a weird, first of all, you know what it is? You don't really handle snakes that often, right? So when I was a little kid, I had a little like shitty gardener snake or whatever. Terminator, and
his name was Terminator.
His name was Terminator, nice. And Terminator 2 was the second one.
Dude, I had my brother had a ball python named Hunter, and we got him like rats, and this one rat killed him. And then we just named that rat Corn Rat, with a K, and we just kept him, and that we had that rat for a long, like, corn years. Rat.
So
yeah.
I'm sure it's like early 2000, late 90s.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it was very popular for snake owners to feed live rodents.
Rats,
so now I just keep them right by the ice and the ice cream, frozen rats.
Yeah,
frozen
rats.
I got a separate freezer.
That rat
never
was
leave the live rat.
Fuck,
you never want to leave a live rat with a snake that doesn't want to eat, because that could happen.
Yeah, the rat was hardcore. And then we kept him forever. And he was super cool, and we like hung out with him, got him like a whole thing.
That's crazy. The rat was just chilling with snakeskin boots in
for
the fucking
real,
cage.
Dude. Like, he was like wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. Like he was.
That
hardcore.
Is a cool fucking snake. Oh, I never, because I want to get my son a pet, and I have not decided what I want to get him. But now I'm thinking a cool ass snake would be awesome.
Yeah. The only thing is they handle well. They're docile. They would never bite. But sometimes they could be a pain in the ass feeding. You know.
All right, we're gonna get him back. We're gonna
He's
put
cool,
you in
very
your
cool.
Own.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed him. I thought you guys would.
Oh very man, cool. This is dude.
Oh, and the reason why we put him in small enclosure, they don't have arms, obviously, so they like to feel confined. So you always find snakes in very
tight
areas.
Spaces,
yeah. So this is actually comfortable for him.
He likes it.
Yeah. So when he's in his cage, he's always in a tight like hide.
Yeah. Does he ever see the other snakes? Are they social creatures?
No, they're not. They're very antisocial.
Do they fuck each other up?
They're just indifferent towards each other. You know, I mean, in the wild, they're
like
themselves.
A long marriage.
Right, exactly.
Or a short marriage.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over 21 years old and you like smoking weed, go to YoDelta.com. They make incredible Delta 8 THC products, both gummies and vapes. They will get you super, super high. Delta 8 is legal in the majority of states. Maybe you guys are spending too much money on weed. It's cheaper than weed as it is. And if you go to YoDelta.com, all you got to do is use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your whole order. It really does get you high, Zach. I know you take the gummies all the time.
Yeah, they sent us gummies. They sent us vapes. And if you don't know any better, I don't think you really know the difference.
No.
It's so close. It's literally a molecular variation on weed. It's instead of the carbon bond being between, like, the eighth and ninth molecules between the ninth and tenth. It's the littlest difference you would never know.
No, no. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, when my sister tries to smoke all my weed, I just give her my Delta 8 because I have a bunch of free Delta 8 lying around. So I just pass it off on her and she has no fucking idea. When I smoke, if I'm ever smoking a vape pen, I'm always smoking Delta 8. It gets me higher than the other vape pens that I've used. So
it might just be that we're not used to it, but it does have the same vape pens. It gets me going, man.
YoDelta.com is the website. Use that promo code GAS. Save 25%. Okay, where were we? Let's switch gears here. Let's talk about this week in sex with Shannon and Natalie, / Bobby and Natalie. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week in sex. We decided to be turning this week in sex into a game.
Oh, good. And we're going to guess whose fact it is?
Yeah. Or do you know?
I'm asking.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to give us a fact, which is about their sexual history. And please put the sexy music on, Natalie. Jesus. They're going to give us a fact about their sexual history, and we have to guess if it's Shannon, Natalie, or Bobby's fact.
Oh, hell yeah. This is a good game.
It's a solid game. Yeah, so, Natalie.
This music is good.
Natalie,
too.
You have to read the facts. Please, can you try to sexy it up a little bit?
Dude, I feel like I'm at one with nature.
I'll try my best.
you'll try your best?
We need that. We need that.
I don't know if it's possible, but yeah.
Can you try to do a sexy voice just for a second? Just try. Like, imagine you were trying to, like, really, like. Like a phone call, a sex call.
I'm turning my back on this. No, I'm not even going to try. That's not happening.
Natalie, you have this.
I have what?
You just got to
tap it in.
You're powerful. Let's go.
I'm not going to try, though. I'll read them slowly. How about that?
What if we all talk in a sexy voice? Will that make you feel more comfortable?
Can you read them like you're a slow person? Like, go ahead, Natalie.
All right.
First fact.
All right. I lost my virginity to my best friend's sibling while my friend was having sex with someone else in the same room.
Shannon.
That does seem like a Shannon.
Immediately Shannon. No hesitation.
I lost my virginity to my best friend's brother.
Sibling.
Oh, right.
Hold on now.
No, they did that on purpose. They have to word it that way.
Yeah.
Best friend's sibling while the best friend was also having sex in the same room.
Other room.
The other room.
But near... Oh, same room. Same room.
It's not Natalie because she didn't know the facts.
I think it's Bobby.
I could have been trying to throw you for a loop.
Fucking a little sister while your buddy. I mean, that's a. Because a chick fucking a brother is not as bad as a dude fucking your little sister. So I'm saying Shannon only because because if I was that dude, I'd kill Bobby. I'd fucking murder him.
Yeah, I think.
It's the hotter story, by the way, if it's Bobby. I hope it's Bobby.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's Bobby.
It's Bobby.
I'd say Bobby.
Bobby with two Shannons, two Bobbies. We got to keep score here. Hold on. Let me do this. All right. Who was it?
It was Shannon.
Yes. That's right. So Shane and Lewis each get a point.
Fuck yeah. Dude.
All right. Let's go to the next one.
Back when Shannon lost her virginity in 1974.
I
lost my virginity while President John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
You know where you were in your chat? I was fucking my friend's brother.
Shannon and JFK just taking headshots.
Back into the lift.
I have proof that someone I had sex with faked an orgasm.
I have proof that someone I had sex with faked an orgasm.
Shannon.
Natalie.
Shannon.
I'm going to go with Natalie as well. I feel like that Natalie has, she has proof. Proof. What type of proof would it be? I want to know what type of proof it is. I'm going to guess Natalie as well, because it's a boring-ass sex fact, and I feel like Natalie's not giving us anything juicy. It's like, one time I kissed somebody.
Well, it has to be Well, I'm going to say Natalie.
So I say Natalie, you say?
Natalie, but Shannon. I feel like
Shannon fucked the dude. He pretended to come and she looked in the condom and so there was nothing in it.
I'm changing it. I'm going Shannon.
Well, Natalie's only been with one dude ever. And I believe women are the ones who notoriously are fake and coming. So this is why.
Supposedly.
But to have proof of it.
Stop doing your hand signals.
I can't prove women have ever had an orgasm.
Sorry, I'm
like hand dancing?
Right
he was doing a fucking... Relax.
I'm sorry. I'm in detective mode right now. I'm very animated.
The proof.
The proof.
Proof is a big... I can't prove any woman has ever had an orgasm. That's true. The stock market. It's a woozle-wazzle.
Can I say this to the women that are listening to this? Just tell us. Say it. I don't need to, is that trembling an orgasm? Is that moaning? Who fucking, just say, hey, I'm coming. Like I do every time, I'm like, I'm coming.
Yeah, you gotta warn them.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Warn them.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's not good.
I voted for Natalie.
Stoked.
Shane voted for Natalie. You guys both voted for Shannon?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Not me.
Fuck.
It was Shannon.
Shannon again.
I knew it.
Well done, Zach.
I fucked up.
She has proof that how? What was
Lewis
the proof?
Threw me
I'm calling
off my
now
detective
to get the proof.
Groove because he made.
You calling Shannon? Wake up! Tell us how inadequate you are in the bedroom.
I want to know what proof she has.
The condom.
Yeah, she definitely looked at the condom but saw nothing.
I've had that happen to me.
We'll do five. We'll do five. Go ahead, next one.
Almost walked in on my friend getting a blowjob in my own kitchen.
I almost walked in on this is a this. Does the wonder what the story was? I breathed air that day.
Yeah.
That's not even a story. Natalie.
Yeah,
definitely
Natalie.
Boring
Natalie.
Ass
Natalie.
Natalie.
Yeah.
Got
it was
her.
Like, do you want
one time somebody sucked dick
it?
In a kitchen. The
wait,
end.
Hold on. You what happened now?
I had friends over. I needed to leave the house to like pick a friend of ours up. And I was like, I'm making mac and cheese, just keep an eye on it. And I left, and I came back, and the dude was like pulling up his pants, stirring the mac and cheese.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, do you think he came in the mac and cheese?
I hope not.
Did you like it a little bit more than usual?
I don't remember.
All right, let's go to the next one. This is the third one or the fourth?
Fourth.
Go ahead. Keep the sexy music on, please. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that story is I ate mac and cheese that a dude made while he was getting his dick sucked.
Yeah.
That's a better story than
yeah, you could have easily been like, I one time ate macaroni and cheese that may or may not have been laced with my friend's cum.
Ooh. That was my shitty one. Do you know how hard it is to come up? Bobby and I both had trouble coming up with three facts. So I'm not even going to say that's just me. So that was my shitty third fact.
You guys are dorks. All right. Let's go with the next one. Two more.
Lost my virginity on the same futon as three of my friends.
It's probably still Shannon.
Shannon.
No, I'm going to go with Bobby.
That's some Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants shit.
No, that's some dude shit. They were roommates.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah. I lost my virginity to the same futon as three of my friends.
I'm going to say I'm voting for Bobby on that one.
Bobby.
Yeah, I think it's Bobby too.
Yeah,
now that I think about
Bobby.
It.
Bobby. Absolutely.
You made some good points, Lewis. Yeah. Go ahead. Bobby. Who was it?
Me. Fuck you.
It was you, Natalie. No way. Donuts across the board. Wow. What an animal
not
you are.
Not at the same time. It's just a futon that I had in my house for
wait,
a long
was it
time.
Male virginity
why?
Or female virginity?
Both.
Both.
Why,
same.
Why are some people fucking at your house?
Great what? Question, because I'm too good of a friend.
You lost both of your male and female virginities on the same futon?
I have three friends.
I think you have three virginities. I was like, what?
two were having sex with each other, so that's two.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then one was... me and another person who's also my friend.
Right.
I picture this futon with lots of cat hair on it. Do you know
yeah.
a cat?
Cat
no,
hair
no,
and
no.
blood.
I have a dog. There was probably a lot of dog hair.
Yeah. So I pictured that.
All right. Let's go with the last one. We might have to do a tiebreaker here. Right now it's tied 2-2-2-2-2. 2-2-2-2-2.
I had intercourse before I ever gave or received oral sex.
Shannon.
Wow. That's quick.
Yeah, I believe that'd be a Shannon story.
I think only Shannon would call it intercourse.
I'm looking at... I made eye contact
Shannon's
with
Bobby. Shannon's 85 years
Bobby.
Old.
I'm going with Shannon.
I think it's Bobby.
I'm saying Shannon as well.
Who was it?
That is Shannon.
Fuck!
I'm upset that none of
I had relations.
Sergio, you're out. We're going to do sudden death. Sudden death round right now. Tied 3-3-3.
Wait, I thought you got Shannon.
Shannon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you're out.
Yeah,
I'm
Shane's
out.
Out.
Shane's out.
I wanted to believe it was Bobby. We didn't have a Bobby fact. That seemed like a very normal thing
well,
to
they're
happen.
Well, they're picking them randomly out of the,
oh,
the bucket.
Oh, true. But, I mean, just, you know, you'd think it would be him at one point, but...
Let's go with the next fact.
Would take turns with my brother to make out with the neighbor.
Bobby.
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 Jesus.
I mean, obviously.
Produces the Legion of Skanks podcast.
That's true. That was me.
All right. Give us one more. Let's see if we get one more. Let's see if we get a winner here. Winner gets to fuck the snake.
All right. Has had sex on several rooftops in the city.
Shannon.
That's just all of us.
Yeah.
What? Are you... That's the best place to fuck in New York.
Yeah. Really
Pebble is. Beach.
Rooftops in New York City. So Shannon,
cars in New
that's
York.
Not
are
Shannon.
Good
that's
too.
I'm gonna say that's Bobby.
That's Bobby.
That's a dude move. Because no chick is regularly fucking on rooftops. A chick gets convinced to fuck on a rooftop one time.
Yeah.
Guys do that.
Batman.
Are we all in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Ah, I'm out.
All right. You know what? It's a three-way win. We are. Yay! We can't just keep going.
I can't believe I did. I lost beautiful. Because I believed in Bobby.
There is one loser.
And there is one loser. Shit. It's me.
There we go. That was fun.
That was. It was that good. Was
Shannon really fucking sold herself up the river by calling it intercourse.
Yeah.
Mm. Can we talk about this?
He removed my bloomers.
When he comes, he said, gee whiz.
Gee willikers, Shannon. Yeah.
He came on my blouse. Let's see. Why am I keep on getting notes? The podcast merch mystery box now live. What's in the mystery box? It's a mystery.
Okay.
How many items do they get? It's a mystery? That doesn't make any sense. I'm not
you should mystery boxes should have at least an idea of what's in it.
You should say, hey, you're getting 3 items for $15.
What about a clue? It's a mystery.
Is it one item or 2 items?
For a mystery?
One item?
Then it's a mystery shirt.
That's retarded. Take it out of the store.
It should be a shirt, a sticker, and something else.
Never
little.
Let Ralph come up with the ideas. I'm the idea guy. So the idea is that you could spend $15 on a shirt and you don't know what shirt you're getting.
It should be a shirt,
a sticker.
It should
be called, not
you're
the mystery box, it should be the mystery shirt.
It'd be $5. $5, I would say, if it's a mystery shirt, you could maybe end up with a fucking part of the problem t-shirt. You're like, yeah. Okay, I guess. That's it. This is retarded. Take it out. It's retarded. No, that's not the idea. It was supposed to be clearance. All the extra shirts that were lying around, they were on sale for 50% off, but it wasn't a mystery, you moron. It's not a mystery. Why would anybody spend $15 on a shirt where they don't know what it is? That's not a cheap deal where you're like, oh, dude, we'll see what happens.
Some people like a mystery.
That's retarded.
Yeah, it is, but people
that
like,
is,
yeah.
It is,
we're,
is retarded
we're also
thing.
Talking about people.
All right, so what happened here? This Instagrammer and stripper, anti-vax mama, is charged with selling fake vaccine cards to hospital and nursing home workers. Also, an Illinois woman is arrested for using a fake vax card to fly to Hawaii. She spelled Moderna wrong on the card.
Classic.
Is it illegal to have a fake vax card?
To fake medical information? Yeah.
Is it illegal, though?
By the way, I have them for sale, so hit me up if anyone's interested.
You know, guy, you need a snake? You need a fake vax card?
I got you.
I guarantee you everyone selling those also has snakes.
Is it illegal to use a fake vax card?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's just illegal in general to fake medical information that could be pertinent to other people.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, let's just say, like, your kid goes to school and everyone's supposed to have the smallpox vaccine, but then one of those Hasidic kids shows up and starts giving everyone smallpox because he lied.
You could have just stopped the Hasidic kid shows up.
Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Next full moon.
And they're the only people I know that have smallpox. I guess the other people could have.
I mean,
have
I guess if you are supposed to be vaccinated to go into, like... How do I feel about this? How do I feel about it being... Because they went to Hawaii. Why'd she get arrested for flying to Hawaii?
Because you can't...
You can't go to Hawaii without being vaccinated?
I guess not. Do you believe in states' rights? Hawaii's right to be like, fuck you, don't come here unless you do what we say?
Not really, no. I don't think that land has their own rights.
What about the airline? Yeah, you love business rights.
I love business rights. Yes, the airline could say, yes, you have to be vaccinated in order to come on my plane, and I don't really have an issue with that.
Okay.
Sure. So the CDC is a federal government agency, so replicating the logo and selling it to other people is a federal crime.
Okay, so but if you didn't put the CDC on it, like let's say we did Gas Digital vaccine cards, where it had our logo.
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
We have Michael Malice sign it. That would work? Is that okay?
Yeah, as long as you fake it enough so people will accept it.
I was going to say, it's very easy to fake a vaccine card.
Yeah.
People don't care. When you walk into an establishment, I showed them a library card from 1982. They were like, yeah, come right in.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit.
When they care is when the stakes get high, like when you work at a nursing home or apparently fly to Hawaii.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to go to the bar or whatever, like, no one fucking cares. I go to a Mets game and they were like, you got to be vaccinated. And I was like, oh, this is a big deal. And then I showed up and they were just like letting anyone do anything, anytime, anywhere.
Well, at Equinox, they sent a thing saying you have to be vaccinated to go to Equinox, and it was fucking pissing me off. But it's like, how would they know? But then I was like, well, I don't want to just show up at Equinox unvaccinated and be talking about being unvaccinated. Then somebody snaps a picture of me, and I'm like, this guy is definitely fucking lying. So we'll see.
The other day when I went to the movies, they asked for my vax card, but then they didn't ask for an ID.
Nice.
So it's like, that could have been anybody's.
Yeah, it's weird. It's whatever. I mean, yeah, it's a fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah, it's all fucking crazy. But whatever. I am going to England, so I had to get vaccinated. Unfortunately, I had to put this poison into my body, and now I'm a part of some fucking social experiment or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
The same social experiment with all the other ones too. Mm-hmm. You're fucking chock full of vaccines, dude. You got a vaccine in you from like 1897 or some shit.
Yeah.
I get people feeling a little indifferent or a little weird about the vaccine, but some of the reasons why are a little off-putting. People who have said, and this was like popular for like 6 months. It didn't last long, but it's a microchip they're putting in me. Like no one's that interested in fucking your life of watching porn and fucking.
Well, I think they are.
No fucking microchip. No one's life is that interesting.
I do subscribe to the quote unquote conspiracy theory that they are trying to move us all onto a digital platform, social credit scores like that. It's happening. That's actually just happening right now. It's currently happening in other countries. And I do think that there is genuine value in, for lack of a better term, being able to market to us whatever they decide to market to us, right? So we have this technology, which we saw. Like, you know, the president fucking used Facebook strategies to fucking get their message. Like, we know that people are sort of dumb and can be led to whatever way they want to be led. So if there's these major companies, multi-billion-dollar companies that are using algorithms to put their products in front of us and change the way we think and change the way we're acting, why wouldn't the government implement those same strategies? Why wouldn't they? I don't know. It's the reason why I think we're all having this debate whether or not it's illegal to go into a movie theater with a vaccine card. Because they've put this out there, and we don't really know. And we got to go like, hey, man, I guess it is illegal. I remember when coronavirus first hit, they were like, yo, dude, you can't leave the city. You can't, like, there's checkpoints all outside of the city. You can't leave.
And they'll fucking turn you back around. And you know where I was at? I was at a reptile zoo in Michigan spreading it.
Reptile zoo in Michigan? Fuck, dude. Fuck.
I mean, hey, look, it is what it is. I got to play the game. I gotta make some money and fucking put my kid through college. That's all I care about.
Well, listen, it's, you know, there's also the new, my new favorite conspiracy is that because Russia, the Sputnik 5, I think is what their vaccine is called, and they're like nearing complete vaccination. And then, of course, they like, you know, they have entire firms of cyber warfare people that flood our area with misinformation. So they tell us not to get vaccinated. And then they're all vaccinated, so then when our country goes to shit, they're like, well, we're set up.
So you think it's coming from Russia? The anti-vax shit is coming from Russia?
That's my new thing. I'm going to move to Russia and then to be one of them. They seem cool.
Look, this has been a fun show.
Just wife beaters and track pants all day?
Dude, fuck yeah, man. Have you seen those guys? Every single dude in Russia looks like a guy from Queens. Just like a fat, weird guy with the hottest girl humanly imaginable. It's fucking awesome. Those guys are really doing it. It's because they all died in World War II or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the every girl is just super hot, and she's like, listen, he is alive. And that's all I need.
Yeah.
They just take it. It's fucking great.
Look, you guys are the shit. I love having you guys on the show. Please support both of these motherfuckers. And yeah, this has been a fun one. Been a really fun show, guys. Thank you for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another episode. Who was on Friday? It's Josh Anna Myers and Kevin Ryan.
I'll tell you, neither one of those guys is going to bring a fucking snake, though.
They're not.
They're not bringing reptilians.
They're not bringing reptiles.
No, dude.
They are they're real pussies, if you ask me. But we'll be back on Friday. Thank you guys so much for watching. Until then, have a great evening.
That's all, folks.